Cheryl Alamadalid, Parshas Matos, Sunday.
Okay, my friends. So we are here at the sugya of Oysa Tefachecha Ma'amidoi. Is a shaila here. The Zalochamosh Misinai, Oh, Abshnaim Kilchas and Shlis Afilo Tefach. Everyone seems to agree that that's the Alochosh Messiah. The Shaila is, where do you shtel avek that tefach? Rav says, can I get a yoitze? Rav Kana, Rav Asi say, Iroish Tor, and Shasik Rav. Rav doesn't seem to respond to that. And then there's a third shita, which we'll speak about later today, Rav Simoin, Rav Yishu ben Levi. It says a little bit more complicated how to deal with it. So we understood in Rashi that what it is that Kigay Yoitze is touching, as the picture of Rashi has over there, that it's touching that third tefach is right there. And then the other, and then when Rav Simoin, and then Rav, I'm sorry, when Rav Kahana Rav Asi said, can I get Roish Tor? It's the same thing, just slanted. And we like that because they're just saying, do the same thing, just do it
better.
Better. The Sfas Emes says the question which we brought up is that what are you talking about? By Sukkah Katana, you can't even do that. You can't do that in a Sukkah Katana because then you won't have a Shir Yeshiva. So therefore, he liked to put the other Tefach on the other end. But the moment in Rashi, that we're saying that Rashi clearly says, this is undisputable in Rashi, that the Tefach that you're putting is you're putting right there next to the other two walls. And then when it comes to the other tefach, the question is where. Now, even in that, there are those that argue on Rashi. What does Keneged HaYotzi mean? We gave out today the Rebellion Baruch Finkel, and this is, we're going to do some standard ray today, and I'm preparing you for Beis Hashem, Siyat Dishmaya. Tomorrow, we're going to have a Shir Kloli from Rebbe Fol Kunstler. But the standard ray is as follows. Rashi says Keneged HaYotzi is touching right over there. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban argues. Says the Ramban, how could you say that? After all, there's a Shail of the Gemara in Baba Basra that we're talking about making the boundaries of a sodeh. How much does Rav hold your kaina? Only that little box. Would that work for sukkah? No, because how wide would that make your sukkah?
Tefach.
That can't work. No matter how you do it, that's not going to work. L'chayra. Akopan, and therefore, the Ramban argues. Comes along the Ritzvah, and the Ritzvah dings. Take a look in the Marma comments we gave out today in Ois Beis. V'hiksha Ritzvah al divra Ramban v'zel shoinai. Take a look over there for a second. He says, Loidamya ha dehacha lahi dehasam beinyana klal. Says no shaychus at all. These two sugyas have no shaychus to each other. De'ilu hasam. B'midei dehakna kula milsa talia b'dayta shal makne. B'yosho kanal tachtoni lito v'apachas she b'mitzarim. Over there it's talking about kinyan, it's talking about ardas. That's why Rav says that over here. I'm skipping you for lines. Aval hacha doifnei sukkah da kasher achmana da achsher achmana b'shtam yichaz nishuz avil tefach kilo kol sazam hechi shaych lomer bittel. Oh, it's a different thing. It's shleim shel kol. It's this is hechsher sukkah where the Torah says that if you're machsher the third one, it's kilo kol sasam. So then, what are you talking about? In other words, it seems like the Ritva is learning that there's a wild coincidence going on over here. That in, when it comes to the sugya over there of Baba Basra, what does Rav say when he speaks about the tefach? And over here, Rav is also speaking about the tefach, and over there, Rav Kana, Rav Simoin, ask Akash on him. And in both places, Rav is shasik. It's like, it seems like it's almost the exact same thing. Coincidence. They have nothing to do with each other. Because our sukkah is talking about sukkah, which is defanos hilchomosh misinai, and that sukkah is talking about meitzar, and never the twine shall meet. That's the way the Ritva learns. The Ramban says it's the same sukkah. It's just over there is one manifestation, or here's another manifestation. What's the machloikas? Why is Rashi not bothered by the Ramban's kasha? He holds that no, that sugya has nothing to do with our sugya. Says Rabbi Yeboruch, v'yei shepirshu, the Ramban v'aritzva nechleku benidon shenisbar la'el, begeder hachdina deshlishes tefach, mashvele l'kol ruach ki'ilu sasam. The Ritva savash zinze gam nilman me'aloch l'mosh mi'sinai. The tefach helps, and it's as if it closes the entire ruach. I would say it like this. Similar to we said that what happens by good aches Gurasik, what happens?
It stretches.
Also, the Shlishis Tefach, what happens?
Stretches.
Who said that the two Lamdas are similar? Anyone remember?
We had
the Rashash. Who said that?
He says learned that from the same thing.
Thank you. The Rashash said that. Why did the Gemara before not mention Shlishis Tefach? Said the Rashash, because it's Nichlal in Gurasik. So it's the same type of thing. So therefore, am I looking at the Tefach in and of itself as this is the thing that's being goyder or that's doing the machitza on this wall? No, the Tefach is just there to create a steam on the entire wall. Mishum hachi, shaper kashale, my shitzel achsuyo, the malchus abayis, the tzal abedas meyadam. Over there, malchus abayis. Over there, are we trying to make the third thing like halacha mishum sinai stretch? No, I'm saying this, and that's it. Doesn't stretch. So therefore, I'm gonna have to say that his das is only up until here. But when there's a, we'll call it a magic. Where is the magic? Does the magic only exist by sukkah? Ulam, Haramban Polig v'Savar Dechol Mashen Eschadish V'Ilchasu Rak the Sagi B'Shlishes Tefach. Aval Ikra Hachmilsa the Sagi Bach Tefach L'Mahavi Stima Al Pnei Kol Ruchu Svar Ba'Alme Mishmochi Savar Ramban Efshel Adamas Ninen Zelach Sugi the Moichas Abayis. No Shaychus. There's no magic over here. There's nothing happening. All it's saying is that the third the Sagi B'Shlishes Tefach. Therefore, it's going to be the same type of structure as these two and this to the same thing as when we're dealing with the sugya in Amarchas Abayis. Did you understand that? Okay. Okay, I'll explain it to you as follows. According to the way that we're learning in Rashi, which is going to be also the Ritva, I have Shnaim Kilchos Shishas Tefach. I really have more than that here. Why do I have more? Because what does my Tefach do? Stretches all the way here. So I don't see this as just these two over here. I see this as these two and that. The question is, what's going to allow me to do that? Do I do that right like this? Do I do that on angle? Do I do that over there? But it's going to stretch the entire wall. When it comes to making a boundary for what I'm selling you, so I'm just doing this, and that. That's all I'm saying. It's not going to stretch. There's no such thing as stretch when I sell you a field that it's as if it's nothing. So then we're going to look at what did I mean when I said these boundaries. But in a case of sukkah, where the lashon, and you can even leave the lashon of the Ritva says, says the Ritva. Ilu hasen midi hakna. However, aval hacha doifnei sukkah de kasherach de keach de achsherachmana b'shtaim kolchos and shlishes tefach. Ki ilu hakol sasum is lashon of the ki ilu hakol sasum. What does that mean? I'm saying this whole thing is closed. That's a special gzeres hakasam alochu mashmi sinai in sukkah. It doesn't exist by when a person's moicheres abayis and moicheres asodeh. You can't compare the two sugyas. But if you hold that it's just that the halacha mashmi says sagi betefach, and that's all you need, and the tefach does the whole job, so it's the same thing as this. When I sell a field, I sing only a tefach, and when I'm doing my mechitza, it's only a tefach, and it's the same thing. What do we see as being enclosed in that area?
The same machlokes that we had a few days ago. Also.
Yeah. I'm just explaining it now again, seeing it now. Wait, so what's important over here, what I want to do today is figure out what is Tosis's shita? What does Tosis hold? The Ramban says, where's the Shlishis Tefach according to Rav? According to the Ramban, it's all the way at the end. Can I get a Yoitse means all the way at the end. According to Rashi, where is it?
Touching the wall.
Touching the wall. What does Tosis hold? So yeah, I want you to bring me a raya. What Tosis holds? Eli Baruch brings a raya, and I want to slug up the raya. If you bring the raya of Eli Baruch, so then I'll give you $25. If you slug up the raya, I'll give you $100. Well, Rabbi Elephant, I'll get it from Rabbi Elephant. Everybody say, bring me a raya to what Tosis holds and slug up the raya. Let's see Tosis. Top Tosis. I'm even telling you which Tosis. Yamidenu kineged roish tor. Says Tosfos. Af al gav atki yaitzu bizama prepare kama debam de erevin. Asi avir the high gisa mevatalei. So he says the question: how are you doing this? I lechayra air from both sides. The avir, the open space on both sides should be mevatalit. Gabi vehirchiv me eser amos vegabi or haasla two rayas that there's such a concept. Asi avir the high gisa mevatalei. This is hacha. the tefach mechitzu di araisa yilchus hakemimila lo asi avir omer vatale. Over here, no. Over here, you don't say.
Must be holding that doesn't touch the wall. It has to be open on both sides.
If Tosfos would hold it that the walls were not touching by Keneged HaYotze, then he could ask his question of Avir DeHaGisa or DeHaGisa on Keneged HaYotze. Why is he waiting until Rosh?
Zokter Bel Yibarech. Why is Tosfos only asking his question on Rosh Tur? He should be asking his question also on Keneged HaYotze. Why is he asking Keneged HaYotze? Zebecha must be that Tosfos holds that they're touching. Zokter to Bel Yibarech. And I would like to disagree. I'll tell Rabbi Elfin he owes you $25. He's going to say, for that, I wouldn't give him 5 cents.
It's easier for
Tosfos. Give him 5 cents. Okay, but why is it not a right? Ichman is it's not a right. Fianias daiti haklusha. My small das thing it's not a right. That was easy stuff. That was no big deal. Why is it not a right? Let me show you what Toivy was saying over here, just so you get it. Here, we have two pshatim in Keneged HaYotze. Either this, which is the Rashi's pshat. Over here, you can't say avira da haigisa of avira da haigisa, because this avira is like out of your sukkah. So there's no avira da haigisa. The other pshat is like this, where you've got avira on both sides. Avira da haigisa and avira da haigisa.
That's also out of your sukkah.
What do you mean?
This avira is also out of your sukkah.
Oh. I don't think it's a raya. Because at kama, as I'm making my sukkah in a tzura of a hay, as we said, it's like a tzura of a hay. So what we're saying is this avira out here is totally irrelevant. This avira is irrelevant. This is not avira. This is like out of your sukkah. So this is, you don't have avira. When you made it like this.
$125, David, not bad.
Like this. So then you have avir on both sides. That's tak avir the highest gizai guys. It's a pirtza in my mechitza. So then I can say kimim avatel it. But it's in a tzur of a hay. I don't think that there's any tzad of avir the high gizai of the high gizai. Rabbi Eli Baruch argues. I'm going to tell Rabbi Elephant. He owes you. It's $100 altogether. It's 125. I can't bankrupt Rabbi Elephant.
I'll take it off tuition for Tavi in the mirror.
Okay, my friends. This is what... So I don't know if Tosfos holds that way. I happen to like myself. I think it's very smooth. Rashi holds, Keneged HaYotze is touching. Rosh Tur is on an angle. Tosfos holds, Keneged HaYotze is out there. Rosh Tur is out there. That's very good, because both of them are really like, just when Rav Kahana Rav Asya are saying, why don't you do Rosh Tur? It's just doing what you're doing, just a little bit better. I'm just doing it better. And we can understand also a little bit, perhaps, the differences, because we're trying to understand what does the Shlishis Tefach do. According to Rashi, the Shlishis Tefach is going to extend. So if it's going to extend, so we want it to be touching the other two, and then it's going to extend and hit the other one. Right? So as now that I see Shlaim Chos Shlishis Tefach, I already know where the end is, so therefore, I'll just extend it all the way till the end. However, Tosfos might hold that that's not what Shlishis Tefach does. Shlishis Tefach does is a mechitza b'fnei atzmai. It's the Tefach is the mechitza. Tosfos says, put it out there. It's not extending. That way, I create more of a clear boundary. Tosfos has to go like the Ramban, perhaps. Which the Ramban said, what do you mean? I can't put it over here. That'll just close it over here. Therefore, he puts it out there. So it'll be very clear, machloikas, why each one would say each opinion. The Shaila is in the Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar, who clearly says, Keneged HaYotze is touching over here. And Rosh Tur is out there. He might learn that's goof for the machloikas in the Gemara. What is your tefach doing? If your tefach is extending, then the best place to put it is Keneged HaYotze near your third wall. If it's not extending, put it on the other end. And that's goof for going to be the Shaila. Okay. Comes along Rav Simon, and this is very important, my friends. We're going to try to start Rav Simon today. I'm going to try to finish it tomorrow and give you a little bit more background into what, hopefully, the rest of the sugya. Rav Simon says a third shita. Let's see Rav Simon. Rav Simon. V'tem Rav Yishuv and Levi Yomer. Oysu l'tefach soichek. Umamidu v'pachas v'mishlesh t'vachum samach l'daifen. V'pachas v'shamash l'daifen k'ilav adami. Tefach soichek means that your hand is laughing. That means it's like it's open. Rav Moshe Shapiro, I heard speak about how a person's laughing, he's like an expanse. When a person is like sad, he's like shriveled up. When a person is happy, he's like he's an expanse. Tefach soichek is like an expanse. It's open, right? Your tefach open. That means it's like a little bit bigger than a regular tefach, and you put it within three tefachim, close to the doifin. What is three tefachim? That's lavud, and that's what it means to do. That's Rav Simon. Says Rashi. Tefach soichek. Moide din ledalad at spoyis she'enem noyge zebe. Zeh da'avit tefach umashu. Mira pachas megimel samach la'achas ha'defanas. Pachas megimel kolavud. V'havali kemachita shel dal tefachim. Meshach sukkah shiva nimtza rubo shel doifin asoy. You've got roiv of a doifin. How do you have roiv of a doifin? Because you have four. How much is a doifin? Seven. So how much do you really need to have roiv? What's roiv of seven?
3.6.
Okay, but the Rishayim say, well, okay, we're not getting into fractions here. So therefore, we did it four. But really, in a Hanami, 3.6 would have been, but it's not chashev b'chol makom al koponim. That's what Rav Simon says. So Rabbi says, phallus. Is Rav Simon connected to Rav or Rav Kahana or Rav Asi in any way? Is Rav Simon connected to Rav, Rav Kahana, Rav Asi in any way? Is he siding with either one of them? Is he like an extension of either one of them? Let's see, what does Rav Simon say? Rav Simon says, take a tefach, put it samach l'daifin, but not mamish touching the daifin. How close to the daifin? Within three tefachim. And now you have Rav daifin. So start like this. Is he doing anything by Alachsoin? No. Is it near Kedal Mechitzos?
No.
So does he have anything to do at all with Rav Kahana Rav Asi? No. Right? He's not, nothing to do. Kahana Rav Asi are saying a whole different thing. On an angle near Kedal Mechitzos, he's not doing any of that at all. Is he like Rav? Is he similar to Rav?
Similar, but not really.
I think it depends what Rav is. Listen, you should be on your toes. What does Rav hold Keneged HaYotze? What are the two pshatim in Keneged HaYotze?
Either all the way down or either touching the wall.
All the way down on the other side or touching the wall. If Keneged HaYotze is all the way down on the other side, who said that? The Ramban. So then is Rav Simon anything to do with Rav? No Shaychas. I'm saying stay close to the inner wall. You're sending me all the way to the out, to the exit. So then Rav Simon is totally not like Rav. But in Rashi's world,
it's similar, but he's definitely saying something different.
Okay, so we'll see. We'll see what he's doing exactly. In Rashi's world, what's Rav Simon doing? He's saying that tefach that Rav said, can I get Ayotze? I'm going to soup it up a little bit. I'm gonna improve the tefach. I could even say, Rabbi Yisai, this is the way I understood what Rabbi Asher Ariely is saying, that he's coming over here to answer the question of Rav Kahana Rav Asi. Rav Kahana Rav Asi said, why don't you make your tefach out there and make it look like four mechitzas? So it comes along Rav Simon and says, I don't need four mechitzas. You know why I don't need four mechitzas? Because I have three real ones. We said, when do we need four mechitzas? Let's say I have three full walls. Do I need four mechitzas?
No.
No, why not? If he's Kula Pesach. But if I have two walls and a little wincy, so maybe I should make Nirka Arba Machitzas, not Arba Defanas, Arba Machitzas. Comes along Rav Simon and says, I'll take care of that problem. I'll make my Tefach in a way that I have a Roiv Doifin. Now that I have a Roiv Doifin, I don't need a fourth Machitza. So therefore, I don't need Nirka Dal Machitzas. Maybe that's what Rav Simon is doing. Masha Enkin, according to Toisvis, Rav Simon is no shaychas. not according to Tosis, I'm sorry, maybe also Tosis, but according to the Ramban, that says that the third Tefach is all the way at the end, it's by the exit, so if someone is saying something different, he's a third Shita. Comes along the Briskerov. The Briskerov, this is a epic Briskerov, my friends. Epic. I like to see, I have the Briskerov somewhere, I'll try to photocopy it for you tonight, because I'm sure all of you are going to want a chazer tonight. But we're going to try to have it photocopied by tonight. But we have in front of you from Rebel Yabarch. The Biskerov has a very small little sefer. It's called Kuntris Rosh Hashanah Yom HaSukkah that he put out. And I think I have it at home, unless I have it here and it got lost. But I don't know where it is right now, so I'm hoping it's in my house. And he speaks about this sugya. He's speaking about Rav Simeon, amongst other things. And he says, I don't get it. Hold on a second. Hold on. Time out. Time out. Roiv Daifen? What are you talking about? Shlishis Tefach. End of story. Shnayim Kilchasan. Shlishis Tefach. What in the world? Where are you coming from, Rav Simeon? Let's see the way the Rabbi Yabarach brings it. Bechadushay Moran Agriz Halevi Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Salavechik. Hikshe. Dabehul Chosos Nischadish Vishnayim Kilchasan Shlishis Afilo Tefach. And came Tefach Bilvat Sagi. With Yidivar Rav Simeon. Someone is saying, oh, you need Dalet Tvachim. I have to do it in a way that I'm going to get Lavud and get Dalet. What are you talking about? There's a din of Shnayim Kilchas and Shlishis Afilu Tefach. And I know that that's a real din from Diyum Din. You remember Diyum Din? We said that the Yisrael of Diyum Din, where did we get the sheer Tefach from Diyum Din from? Because Shlishis Tefach, said the Rabbeinu Peretz. So what do I see? I see that there's a sheer tefach of doifen. It's not, you don't need roiv doifen. So what do you think roiv doifen for? The sheer is a tefach. Okay. So let's skip the next parentheses, which is important, but we'll skip it now. Machmas kushezu hoichiach hagriz es yisoy devarov. From this kashi is machiach habig yisoy. Shemitzat ikr din hechsher difanois. Sagi b'shlishes tefach. V'hode be'inon mechitzois arba al yedei lavud hu din noisaf sherishus hasukat yeistuma b'mechitzois. V'leze be'inon stima ma'al yaleruach shlishes. The way I'm understanding what he's saying is that there's really two dinim when it comes to your sukkah. One is a din Mechitza, and the other one is a din doifen. For your din defanois, the Torah says you need basukois. How much do you need? Shnayim kilchason, shlishis afilu tefach. Ay, 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 ay. But then we said, what's with the revius? What's the revius? When we say, Rashi said, Kula Pesach. What do you mean, Revius? Kula Pesach. There's no din Revius. The answer is, that's for the Defanois. But for the Gindur Hamokoim, for the fact that you need to make a Mechitza, there we have to have a definition. How are you creating your Mechitzas? Comes along Rav Simeon and says, Einachanami. Even Binagay, the third wall, your doifin is not enough. It's enough in Halacha Moshmi Sinai, Klape, the Hilchois, Defanois, Aber Klape, Mechitzois. It's Neschadish, another thing. That's the way I would say it. Again, let's see it.
Roiv Doifin creates a Mechitza?
Roiv Doifin creates a Mechitza.
And according to Rav, you don't have Mechitza here?
Maybe Rav says that. Rav maybe says that that Tefach alone makes the Mechitza. Maybe Nimshach. Yeah, and the Hanami, I'm asking for that. Now this is also important. We're gonna have to get to the next Gemara. V'chein pirish es dibri ha Gemara lehalon, debiino nami tzuras ha Pesach. The Gemara is gonna say the next line in the Gemara, or not the next line, but soon. The Gemara is gonna say you also need a tzuras ha Pesach. You need a tefach and the tzuras ha Pesach. What do you need a Tzuras HaPesach for? I thought the Tefach is enough, says the Briskerov. The Tzuras HaPesach is not for the Din, the way that we're saying it, the Din Doifin. It's for the Stima or the Din Mechitza. That's the way. But if you look, Rabbi Baruch doesn't use our language. Look at the way Rabbi Baruch says. V'chein pirish es dibri ha-gomor la-halon d'be'ino nami tzuris ha-pesach d'hod d'be'ino gam tefach v'gam tzuris ha-pesach u'mishum d'mishimidine ha-mechitzas b'ino tefach. I wouldn't use that word. I would say shebe'ino d'fanois b'ino tefach. That's the way I would have said it. But it's the same basic idea. Comes along the Brisker Rav and says there's two different dinim when it comes to what I need. And we spoke about it also. We made a diuk in the Rashi, if you remember, where we learned that Rashi was kind of using diyumdin together with good asik. I don't know if you remember we did that. The Tzfune Sukkah actually did it. He said, I want to use the diyumdin together with good asik. Good asik will help to give you the machitza sheboy. And the diyumdin will help to give you the defanoi sheboy. And the two together are going to create for you your hechsher sukkah. That's what we had said there. Also over here, we're saying that there's two different dinim. So therefore, mitzad the din doifin, all I need is tefach. However, mitzad the mechitzas, maybe I need more than that. Either I need roiv doifin with lavod, or I need to esa pesach, or whatever it might be. This is what the Brisker Rav says. We're going to try to continue with this. Brisker Rav in this sugya. I'd like to just do a little bit more of the Gemara together. There's a very, very complicated Tosfos, which we'll see if and when we get to. Tosfos Oisla Tefach Soichek. Rabbi Baruch also has major, major issues with that Tosfos. We'll continue that later. Let's just continue with the Gemara for a second. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Sukkah Asu Kemavui Kshera. A sukkah is made like a mavui, which means there's walls on each side. V'Oisla Tefach Amidu Achol Ruach Sheyirtza. Put the Tefach on any side you want. And just put it close to the one of the defanas. Says Amar Rav Simon, Mitzvah Mishuvan Levi, Oisele Pas Arba Umashu, Amida Pachas Mishloisha Samach Ledoifin, Vecha Pachas Mishloisha Samach Ledoifin Kalava Dami. Again, he's doing his love thing, but this time he's doing it together with a Pas Dalib. Maishna Asim the Kamer Tzagi Betefach Soichek, Maishna Asim the Kamer Tzagi Betefach Tapas Arba. Hosn Dike Shnei Defanas Kil Chosan, Tzagi Betefach Soichek, Hachadaka Shnei Defanas, Ika Pas Arba Ini Loi Loi. That's the Gemara of Mavui. Now we get back to Shnaim Kilchasa. Amarav and Amarava Einu Niteres Ela B'Tzuras HaPesach. This that we said Shnaim Kilchasa and Shlishas Tefach, it only works if it has a Tzuras HaPesach. It's one Gerson Rav. You could die me Amarava Niteres Nami B'Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach would also work. You could die me Amarav V'Tzricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. Also needs a Tzuras HaPesach. These are the three different versions of what happens, but apparently Shnaim Kilchas and Shlishas Nefilat Tefach is not such a simple din all in by itself. Either it has a replacement of Tzuras HaPesach, or it also needs a Tzuras HaPesach, or it itself has to use a Tzuras HaPesach. These are the different dinim. We're going to try to continue with this, Beis Hashem, hopefully, and more tomorrow. I would like to meet tomorrow morning at 9:35. Here in the Beis Medrash, so we could prepare for the Shir Klali. We have a very special opportunity. The Bachurim in this year, for sure, have heard much more from Rav Kunstler than anyone else. So a person can be your Rebbe, even if you never met him. My father likes to say over that the Rambam's two Rebbeim were people that the Rambam never met. He considered them, he said, for Rav Yeshe Bres Aleveitchik. But he learned from their Torah, so that made him into a Rebbe. So even if we never met Rav Kunstler, but we learned a lot of his Torah already, so maybe he's already considered a shtickle like our Rebbe. So it's kedai that we should be able to be prepared, and hopefully he'll be able to come back. He'll come back on Thursday and give another shir klali. Serious Torah.
Over and out.